June 9th, 2012. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I have come to describe to you the nature of true divine victimhood. The soul that embraces victimhood is reaching for the loftiest of goals, for in divine victimhood is the road to perfection in every virtue through the practice of holy love. In this call to divine victimhood is the sister call to humility. So then, the true victim humbly and silently, when it is prudent, embraces his crosses. He does not seek to draw attention to himself or to complain, nor does he try to manufacture suffering or crosses for himself. The true victim is quite simply the one who humbly and lovingly accepts the crosses that divine providence sends into his life. Sometimes Satan sends attacks into the lives of victim souls, which are cleverly disguised as crosses. The soul who reaches towards true victimhood must be on guard as to what is a genuine cross and what is Satan's attack. The soul must pray for discernment and also cover himself with my precious blood. He needs to call on my Mother Mary, refuge of holy love. If, with these prayers, the cross is lightened, he should continue to pray for such a grace without any misgivings. So, I am telling you, it is all right to pray for relief of your crosses, even if you embrace divine victimhood. Holy victimhood is the embrace of holy love. Therefore, the embrace of all the commandments and the perfection of every virtue. It is the victory over the last remnants of disordered self-love, bent on promoting its own way and its own opinions. Divine victimhood is the victory of the New Jerusalem in the heart.